Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Fred Bottomer, the Look at the Week in Religion. Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett faced the Senate Judiciary Committee this past week for her confirmation hearings. Democrats pushed Barrett on her views regarding the Affordable Care Act and Roe v. Wade. Barrett was asked by Missouri Senator Josh Hawley about a public letter she signed as part of her church expressing her pro-life views.
That was almost 15 years ago. At the back of church, there was a table set up for people on their way out of Mass to sign a statement validating their commitment to the position of the Catholic Church on life issues. The ad that was next to it, I don't recall seeing the ad at the time, and in context looking at it, it looks to me like that was an ad by the St. Joseph County Right to Life group. The statement that I signed, you know, it was affirming the protection of life from conception to natural death. I feel like I should emphasize here, as I emphasized to others asking me the question, that I do see as distinct my personal, moral, religious views and my task of applying the law as a judge.
A church listed as a hate group has gotten the cold shoulder from residents of a small town in the upper Midwest.
Dozens of socially distanced residents of the small western Minnesota town of Murdoch packed a town hall to voice opposition to plans by a controversial Nordic Heritage Church that has been identified as a white supremacist group. The Asatru Folk Assembly bought an abandoned Lutheran church in the town of 275 people and wants to turn it into a Midwest regional gathering place. Among other things, the group is pro-white. One resident said he doesn't want his small hometown to be known as the hate capital of Minnesota. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
New York City area rabbis are preaching unity among the city's Orthodox Jewish community after protests over COVID-19 restrictions turned violent this past week.
These rabbis admit that portions of the Orthodox Jewish community are insular.
Access to medical information is not prevalent.
That's Rabbi Elkanan Pupko, who says it can lead to disinformation. Rabbi Mike Moskowitz says it's all about communication.
There needs to be a recognition that insular communities just work very differently. Putting, you know, having something on a TV ad when nobody has a TV is not helpful.
Rabbi Pupko says the Orthodox Jewish community is divided as a reflection, he says, of America's division. But they agree that those who've incited the violence this week are in the minority.
Four Vatican Swiss guards, meanwhile, have tested positive for COVID-19.
The Vatican has confirmed that four of its elite and colorfully dressed Swiss guards tested positive, although they all have only mild symptoms. This comes just days after the Vatican brought in new rules that everyone in the tiny city-state must wear masks, even outdoors. The Vatican was hard hit by the virus when it first swept through Italy in March.
Facebook says it's updating its hate speech policy.
Facebook says it will now ban posts that deny or spread misinformation about the Holocaust. That's after months of pressure from Jewish groups. The company also says it will soon direct searches for terms associated with the Holocaust to credible sources off Facebook.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.